Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Before we get to you, we'll get to Lachie Ash. He's been good enough to join us. Hey, Lachie, thanks for joining us. Tom King in the K-Rock Hub down in Geelong with Ben Casanilia and Brendan McCartney. I've been looking forward to talking to you, young man. Great to have you on, but, gee, you made tough work of it tonight.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on. And, we didn't make it easy for ourselves, but the boys come together in the last quarter and we got the job done, which was good. So it was a really, really good win.
Talk to us about Leon's message at three-quarter time. You trail by 15 points. You've kicked two goals. You've kicked 2-11 to that stage. But what does he tell you to do to ensure that come final siren, you're in front?
Yeah, so obviously the last 2 weeks we've been working really hard on just earning each other's trust and earning the trust of the football world. So it was a bit about that, and just we owe it to each other to come out and give everything we've got in this last quarter and just do all the little basic things well in the heat of the battle, and they'll stand up. And, yeah, they did. So the boys really turned on that last quarter, which is good.
You might not have seen the ladder, but you're probably aware that you're back in the eight and your destiny's in your own hands now rather than being in other teams' hands.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We sort of knew that we got to win. We'll try and win all our games, and that'll take care of itself. So, yeah, we're just taking it week by week, and we're Adelaide and 4 days, so I'll have to recover well and, yeah, fly down to Adelaide and, yeah, give it our best shot there because they're coming off a pretty good win.
Lachie, has this year exceeded your own expectations? You played your 11th game tonight. Did you sort of have a figure in mind, or has it exceeded what you thought you might be able to do in your first season?
Yeah, obviously it's a bit different circumstances to what I thought it would be, but my body's holding up, yeah, pretty well. And I sort of thought coming here I was ready to go, and my body was ready to go, so it's good that it is standing up. I had a rest a few weeks ago, but yeah, I feel pretty good at the moment, so I'm hoping to play as many games as I can, but yeah.
Who's sort of taken you under their wing and helped you along?
Yeah, obviously Heath Shaw, 330 odd games, he's got a wealth of experience, and he's really helped me in my defensive craft, just my body positioning and whatnot. And then we've got Lachie Whitfield and Zachy Williams, obviously two unbelievable halfbacks in the competition. So I'm pretty lucky with the three smalls I've got down there helping me out. But they've all been really, really good for me.
The Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Giants young gun Lachie Ash, he's Brendan McCartney on K-Rock Footy.
Hey Lachie, well done on your starting year. Fantastic.
Sorry, what was that? I didn't quite catch that.
Well done on your first year. You're making great progress.
Missed Hello? It again. Oh, you still there, Lachie?
Yeah, I got you.
You there, mate?
Yeah, I've got you.
Actually tried to give you a couple of raps and compliments, so I'm going to give it away. No, well done on your first year. You've been super. Good job.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
We're done already?
Oh, no, Mackle's going to ask you a question before you went.
Yeah. You still there?
Yeah, no worries. Sorry, yeah, got you.
Yeah. Which coach do you work with?
I've been working really closely with Spike McVay, Mark McVay. He's our backline coach. And
I've been doing
a lot of work with him as well.
When you sit down, and this is for people listening in, when you sit down and do your review and edits with Mark, and he's a great football person, I know him well, what's been the focus during the year?
Yeah, obviously my body work. All my offensive stuff sort of comes naturally, so just my body work and really honing in on them skills, because I've never really been taught that sort of stuff, just where you position yourself when a high ball's coming in or there's a ground ball coming in, just little things like that, little pointers that obviously he learned throughout his career that he's helped me out with. Which has been awesome.
Who's if there's a player, one or two players during the year that have really challenged you, who are they and why?
Yeah, Phil Davis. He challenges me week in, week out just to be my best and just keep getting better, because he says the moment that you stop getting better is the moment you get kicked out of the system. So he really challenged me just to get better each session, each training session, each game. He's been really good in driving me and helping me get better as well.
Good on you, mate. For the fifth time, I'm going to give you another accolade. Well done on your first year. You're doing a great job.
Hey, Lachie, are you the most famous person from Invergordon now? Have you overtaken the old man?
I dare say that Tom Cleary from Port has something to say about that. But, we'll see when I'm done.
How are Mum and Dad tracking in Shep? In Invergordon? How's life for them? Have you been in touch with your great parents much?
Yeah, I call Dad, pretty regularly. They're doing all right, obviously, pretty tough circumstances down in Victoria. But they're a little bit lucky. They've got the farm, so they can sort of get out and do a few things here and there. But, yeah, they're going all right, which is good.
Your old man's been retired 15 years, almost 15 years to the day. But I understand he could probably run out tomorrow and still probably pick up a few for the Bears.
Yeah. Don't put it past me. He's that competitive. He'd probably go out and give everything his body's got, that's for sure.
Absolutely. He's a superstar. Your old man. I was very privileged to watch him play. And you come from a great family in the Goulburn Valley. Great to catch up with you, Lockie. I really enjoyed your progress since you were drafted, and you're making the most of it. Is Hub Life agreeing with you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Obviously, it's a little bit different from the farm last year, but I'm sort of starting to get used to it. And obviously, we're a pretty tight group because everyone on the list has sort of relocated to Sydney. So we're a pretty tight group, which is helping even more. But we're getting through it and just, yeah, trying to take our mind off footy when we can, because it can be pretty challenging to switch off. But, yeah, we're going all right, and we're looking forward to the challenge of, yeah, staying in the Hub for the rest of the year.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully you're there for a heck of a long time in terms of into October, because that means you're playing in finals well deep, and that's where you want to be in season 2020. Lock, really appreciate your time. Well done on your progress. We've really enjoyed watching it this year from the K-Rock Hub, and wish you best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, boys, and thanks for having me on again.
Thanks, Lockie. Lockie Ash joining us there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun? Get on the water.
Pick
with Geelong
four.
Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.